Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Upthird Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, November 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a quarter of a cent, December wheat down 3¾ cents, and January beans down 3¼ cents. Currently, we've got crude oil down 36 cents a barrel. It's about 30 off its lows. Bean oil was down about 48 ticks that last night. That was the real drag on the beans. The dollar's up 16 ticks. The metals are sharply lower after being sharply higher on Friday. The weather for around the country looks cold but dry for most of the country. Maybe some snow in the northeast, but not too much news out there. The Argentinians look dry for the next week or 10 days, but then they're talking about rains coming in. The Brazilians had some rain, so we don't see any real issues there for the time being. But the funds are short 230,000 contracts of corn. That's a record amount. They're short 113 wheat. I don't remember ever seeing a number that big in the wheat. They were only long about 28 beans, long 15 meal. They are long 59 oil, so I think that's what the pressure is in the bean oil, just a little bit too long there. You know, I think everybody wants to know, was Friday's action the bottom of these markets? And we've seen good Friday closes followed up by weakness on Monday. And it looks like we're going to start off that way, certainly in the beans and the wheat anyway. But with the funds short this much corn, you know, I think the pros are going to be looking to buy any decent break, 2-3 cents, and see if they can't get these funds to cover in here. Generally, Thanksgiving week, we don't see too much action, but that's a big number in the corn. So hopefully we can see something positive there. The rumor on Friday was that China took 5 to 10 cargoes of corn. We haven't seen any evidence of that this morning, no announcements this morning. But, you know, I'm hopeful that we can see demand pick up at these levels. There's talk about the Chinese trying to expand their crushing capabilities and importing more beans. That's all positive in the long run. But I think, you know, today, tomorrow, it's going to be just really a matter of whether or not the funds want to cover these short corn and wheat positions out here. Fundamentally, I don't see any particular reason for them to do it. But if the Chinese do come in and buy, that would be a little bit of a surprise to the market, catch the funds a little bit flat-footed here. So hopefully we can see a rally here this week. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.